Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
everyone. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live. It's the 1st of March. And that was Shorty Rogers from 1955 on the Atlantic label, the album Shorty in Stereo. That was a tune called Astral Alley. And that featured on the trumpets Shorty Rogers, Harry Edison, Conti Candoli, Pete Candoli and Don Fagquist. And the rhythm section was Earl Grey on piano, Ralph Pena on the bass and the great Shelly Mann was playing the drums. Stick around till 11. I've got lots of great records for you between now and then.
Thank you. Thank you.
1977, Galaxy Records, the title track from the album Thank You, Thank You. That's Roy Haynes on the drums, John Clemmer on tenor saxophone, George Cables on electric piano, Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, and Ron Carter was playing the bass. Before that, from 1987 on Blue Note Records, the album Wonderland, Stanley Turrentine playing the music of Stevie Wonder. We heard Bird of Beauty, Stanley Turrentine on the tenor saxophone, unmistakable. Harvey Mason on drums, Abram Laboriel on the bass, Paulino da Costa on percussion, Don Grusin was on electric piano, and Ronnie Foster was on acoustic piano, and Mike Miller was playing the guitar. It's a very good morning to Nathan Jay and Jazz Allen, and this afternoon they will be at Cole's Corner, 322 Abbeydale Road, for the latest Voodoo Jazz session from 1 till 6, and resident DJs Allen and Nathan, plus guests Algie Joseph playing a jazz funk set, and Rob Gordon. Jamaican themed menu featuring curry goat, rice and peas, jerk chicken skewers. A great afternoon, relaxed, great music on vinyl, and a chilled out atmosphere to enjoy. Recommended by yours truly, definitely. And speaking of Nathan, he asked me to play a tune the other week, so I'm going to do it now. This is Freddie Hubbard from 1966 on Atlantic Records, from his Backlash album, featuring Hubbard on the trumpet and flugelhorn, James Spaulding on flute and alto sax, Albert Daly is on piano, Bob Cunningham's on bass, Otis Ray Appleton is at the drums, and Ray Barretto is on percussion. On Atlantic Records, this is Return of the Prodigal Son. This is Pete Evans. It is Spinning Jazz at Sheffield Live till 11. Exponents of modal jazz from the 1960s, from 1965 to be exact, on RCA Victor Records. That is Paul Horn with his quintet from the album Cycle, and that was Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins. Anyway, yes, and it was featured at the flute of Paul Horn, and he was accompanied by Lynn Blessing on the vibes, Mike Lang on piano, Bill Plummer was playing bass, and Bill Goodwin was on drums and percussion. And we're moving to some British jazz next from 1960. This is an album that originally came out on the fabled Tempo label, produced by Tony Hall, but it was reissued in America on Riverside Records. This is a Riverside mono deep groove press that I've got. The album in America is called The Hooter, and it's the Jazz Five. The Jazz Five consisting of Vic Ash on tenor saxophone, Harry Klein on baritone sax, Brian D on piano, Malcolm Cecil on bass, and on this track it is Tony Mann playing the drums. This is a tune called Still Life. It was written by Malcolm Cecil, and there's a bit of a link between Malcolm Cecil and the second track I played this morning, which was the Stevie Wonder tune Bird of Beauty, because Malcolm Cecil, after he emigrated to the States, was involved very heavily in the production of Stevie Wonder's seminal albums on Motown in the 70s. But here he is in his early days as an excellent jazz bass player and composer, because he wrote this one. It is Still Life, it's Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back. 1979, came out on Spotlight Records. That's the Joe Douglas Trio. The album is Visage, and that was a tune called This Girl, featuring Joe Douglas on the piano. Chris Lawrence was on bass, and Dave Barry was playing the drums. How do you follow This Girl? How about this one? It's Oliver Nelson, Miss Fine. Thank you.
honey, just tea for two and a two for tea. Just me for you and a you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. I'll awake and start to bake the sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, six girls for you and six boys for me. Can't you see how happy we would be? Sugar cake for you to take for all the